Get ready for C# 14 in .NET 10. Here are my favorite features. Five really good ones, actually. The one I'm not too sure about, I'll tell you which one that is in a sec. Let's go. So we've got a class here. It's a channel. It has two public properties, subscribers and members. So imagine we have a local variable called channel with this, and it's set to null. And if we wanted to do channel.subscribers is 1000, well, this you shouldn't be writing this, because you need to check if it's null or not, right? So in C# 13, your only option is to do if channel not equals null, like this, or if channel is not null, like so. Nice, safe piece of code there. But in C# 14, you can now use null conditional assignment. So this code here from C# 13 is no longer required. You can just put question mark here and delete this. And the code is nice and safe. It's only going to assign 1000 to the subscribers property if channel is not null. Next up in C# 14 is another sneaky shortcut. Imagine for some reason you had your class here and you wanted to make it backing variables. So you can do convert to full property, and now we have our private backing variable, and we have a getter and a setter here, which is pretty classic. But in C# 14, you can now use the field keyword. So what you can do is actually delete this backing field and make this say field is value, like so, and do a get like that. And that's it, you have the backing field. Now you can't actually access this backing field. So for example, in the constructor, there is no subscribers with an underscore or anything like this. You can't get there. What this is actually for is so you can have functionality like extra stuff in the setter method. So if value is, value task, very good, is less than 1000, throw new exception, not enough subs, like so, yeah? We can make this an actual method. So there you go. Magic. Done. So if we delete all this guff and bring us back to a nice basic getter and setter, like so. And if we actually set the channel to a new channel, like so, new channel. If we want to increment the number of subscribers and members, we've got quite a few options here. We could do channel.subscribers, that's plus equals one, that will work. And obviously if we wanted to also do the members, we'd have to do this as well. That works. We can obviously use the classic C# shortcut to do this. Thing's pretty cool. That will obviously increment them by one. But in C# 14, we can go one further. We can actually do channel plus plus, like so. Watch this. In C# 14, we can actually do a user-defined compound operator. So we can actually define the plus plus here is going to increment subscribers and members. So all we need to do is public static channel operator plus plus channel, see, like this. And if we do c.subscribers plus plus, c.members plus plus, and then return the channel, this actually makes valid code here, which I think is pretty cool. Let's do console.writeline. So let's write this to the console just to prove we're not going absolutely crazy. Let's do subs, members, like this. Run it. Let's go. Papa needs a new pair of shoes. It should say subs one, members one. See, it did work. That's pretty cool, right? C# 14, user-defined compound operators. So next up are the improvements to extension methods. Imagine we wanted to move this printing stuff to an extension method. We would do public static channel extensions like this. Start a class. We would go public static void print details channel. And we put this as this, so we can use the extension method functionality as it's been up till now. Move over the console write lines like so, and then we can just go channel.printDetails like that and run the app, and it will print details, this is a classic C sharp 13 style extension methods. But in C sharp 14, we finally get new extension keyword. So this kind of is very old fashioned. And if we use our magic C sharp dev kit paid feature, yeah, don't forget to pay your Visual Studio subs, we can convert channel extension method directly to an extension like that. And this is what it looks like. You have the extension keyword here, and it works exactly the same, but it's just different syntax. Okay, now I don't particularly like this, because now we're going to fork C sharp again, but obviously there must be demand for it, and it looks like it works. Looks like it works exactly the same. There you go. Next up are some improvements to the name of function, and I'm very curious as to why they've bothered with this, but let's go. If we turn channel into a generic thing, and we make another class here, let's call this YouTube, just as an example so we can actually use it, and we type YouTube here, like so, bang, bang, bang. If we do console.write line name of channel YouTube, like so, that works, and that works in C-sharp 13. What does it give you? Gives you channel, very good. But what if we didn't have access to any of this? Okay, we had to delete all of this. It's fine. In C-sharp 14, which you couldn't do in 13, you can now do this. You can have a open, unbound, generic type like this, and it will still say channel. There you go. Another new feature, C-sharp 14. So what do you think? You're going to use C-sharp 14? Are you looking forward to it? Let me know in the comments. Please subscribe for more coding content. And if you like the video, please press the like button. If you didn't like the video, press it 3 times, which is the secret hint to the YouTube algorithm that you didn't like it. Okay, so if you like it, press it once. If you didn't like it, press it 3 times. Thanks for watching.